Mornings, 100.9, 92.7. It's a Fab Friday. I told you, you just don't know what's going to happen on CIAA week. My friend Ted Wynn in studio with me. What's up, Ted?
Hey, hey, hey.
You passing through.
I am.
Passing through. You're going to hang out for the weekend, though, almost.
Yeah,
in the Queen City, different places.
Yeah.
Well, you've got this new single that I love.
Thank you.
Tell me about More.
More is it's a cover tune, actually. Heard the songs a few years ago, really loved it, and was like, it's never been in the system, never been on radio, and it's really something that I want to say. Like, and I heard had a few people who heard the title and was like, this song is saying, like, I want more of you, God.
Right.
And I'm like, no, this song is saying, this song is saying, I want more of you, as opposed to, you know, asking for something.
More stuff.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, it's a cover from?
Lawrence Flowers.
Okay.
And the song is entitled
we love.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lawrence, he's a dope writer and singer.
Yeah.
And I'm really honored to do the song, and I feel really good about it. It's a little bit of a different page. It's the first radio single I've done that I didn't write, but I love the song so much. You know, to me, that wasn't what was important. The important part was the message, I feel like, is what is relevant right now, what I wanted to say.
So we're in a season where people actually have needs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, asking for stuff is... You know, sometimes asking for stuff is not about a Maybach and a 12-bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do we differentiate, you know, and, you know, help people understand that asking for him, you know, you get what you need?
Well, I think that this is one of the things that I wrestle with too, right? I believe that all the principles of Christianity have to be universal. So if they don't work everywhere,
right,
then I feel like you got to check it.
Right.
And so I think that when we talk about having our needs met and what we need in order to survive, it's very different than, you know, us talking about things in excess. Like, and I think we have to be careful also to feel like if I have a big house and a big car and a lot of money, God's pleased with me.
Right.
It's not some demarcation of how, you know, good of a person you are.
Right, right, right.
So I think that when you're in that space, if you cultivate your relationship with God, if you focus on the things that are important, if you use the tools that God has given you in order to take care of yourself and sustain your family, I think you will be in a good space.
Because a lot of that stuff is really a distraction.
Yes.
Not really what we need. And I mean, I'm certainly not a proponent of you got to be poor to be holy.
You don't have a poverty value.
No. but really, a lot of the things that we think we need, as a matter of fact, a lot of things that we even think that we want,
mm-hmm.
it's really we really live in like this, in a disposable, mm-hmm. like commercial, mm-hmm. like, I mean, I like nice stuff, but it doesn't make me.
Let me say it in one word.
Yeah.
Capitalism.
Yeah?
That's what it is.
My good old Ted, he's going to always bring politics. Politics and finance into the conversation.
But capitalism is what, it's like we live in a capitalist society, and the thing about capitalism is it only works if somebody's on the top and somebody's on the bottom.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm try to be in the middle, like, so it can be cool,
right.
But I feel like, you
I
know,
love
we have
me
to...
some Tim. He's thinking man's gospel. Do you hear me? Hear what I'm saying to you.
But I want us to really be focused as a group of believers and people who follow the teachings of Jesus that, you know, things are not what define us and things are not what define how God is pleased with us, whether he is or isn't.
Right.
And when we do come into a place where we have excess, it is our responsibility to take care of those who don't have.
More of him fixes it all. Introduce More for us. Let's hear it.
This is my new radio single entitled More. The song simply is telling God, I want to give you more.
He's Ted Wynn. He's in the Queen City this weekend with Praise 100.9 and 92.7.
I want to give my best to you. I want to do what you ask me to. I want to go wherever you say. Say the word and I'll obey. I want to live a life that's real. I want to serve you, Lord, for real. For you deserve all this and more. So I give you more. More. I give you more. More. Said I want to hear. Said I want. certain.
I want to do what you ask me to.
I want to go.
I want to go wherever you say.
Say the word,
say
Lord.
Say the word and I'll obey. Say the word and I'll obey.